Welcome to this Pacifica National Board meeting. I'm going to call this open meeting to order. And I would entertain a motion to have a special rule to take public comment as the first order of business of this meeting, and then to go on to creating an agenda.
So moved.
I second.
Okay. Is there any opposition to taking public comment as the first order of business of this meeting? Well, actually, we should take the roll, though, first. But anyway, let's take this motion first. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we'll take public comment right after we take the roll. Richard?
Sherry Gentleman, Bonnie Simmons, Andrea Turner, Joe Wenzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
I can't hear you, though.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Leslie Radford. Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Wendy Sorrell.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
A.C. Byrd.
Here.
Lucette King.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Here.
Afia Wangaza.
Here.
Rico Ross.
I'm present. Present. Oh, I'm here.
You have a quorum, madam.
Okay. So the first order of business will be public comment. Would anyone like to make a public comment? Going once. Raise your hand if you'd like to make a public comment.
Well, this is a first.
All right. This is a first.
Maybe there are people out in the hallway.
Is there no one interested in making a public comment?
Since we got 2 days.
Oh, I okay, we have one then.
The people don't know the public comment started. What is
it? I thought it was scheduled for 5.
It says it on the agenda.
This is what time our agenda said, right?
Yeah.
I think that's correct, okay. Yeah.
Well, somebody needs to call them. Then maybe they're outside.
It says it right on the agenda.
People have been outside calling them.
Oh, they have.
That's why the ones who came in came in.
The agendas went out. Oh, I see. Okay.
Here, use the microphone, sir.
Okay, there's no list. I'm just asking anyone to come up and make public comment if they wish to.
And if you'd be so good to use the microphone.
Okay, was there someone who wanted to make a public comment? Okay, well, will you come up to the microphone? There's a microphone set up right here. All right, if there is no one who wishes to or is ready to make public comment at this time, we will go on with the rest of the agenda.
Oh, well, slow down a second. Okay, we have been waiting outside for hours.
Okay. Excuse me, doesn't he understand?
And we have just been told that this meeting is now open. Other people who I believe may have some public comments that they would like to make.
Is this a public comment or not, Madam Chair? Is this a public comment right now? Or just
okay.
Is it out of order? That's what I want to know.
All right. The public can say anything they wish.
No, that's fine. But I just want to be sure that this is a public comment.
Yeah, we'll consider it a public comment.
All right. Thank you.
But in respect for the board itself, it would be good if the public comment could be ready to be made. Otherwise, we can go on to the rest of our open session agenda.
I would just like to ask if you would move the public comment section to use the agenda that was published last before you went into executive session and were scheduled to come out at 2. There was about 45 minutes worth of business that was supposed to take place then. If you were to do that, we'd have time to set up and, you know, give you the comments that we came 3,000 miles to give about the station that's a subject of a lot of the activity that's going on at this board. I'd like to make that request.
Okay, so what is the request exactly?
That you had other business on the agenda, 45 minutes worth of setting the agenda and discussing the minutes from the last meeting.
The agenda I have has 5 to 6 p.m. for public comment.
5 to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, so and it's now?
It's now after 5.
The agenda that the last agenda that I had that was available to the public off of the website showed at 2:45 public comment. You were going to be in executive session until 2. There were going to be agenda discussions from 2 to 2:30, I believe. Review of the minutes from 2:30 to 2:45, and then public comment.
Okay, there were requests by board members for adjustments to the agenda, and the agenda was adjusted to place public comment at a time when the public could more easily come after work. Well, that was the intention.
One of the things that we wanted to do was record the public comment so that we can make it available to our listeners. That's the first thing, and that's going to take about 5 or 10 minutes worth of setup. And we were blocked from the room. We got here plenty early to do it, but you guys have been in executive session. We'd like some accommodation.
Okay, I understand. Is there anyone else who does not necessarily need to be recorded while the recording is being set up who would like to make public comment at this time?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have a little announcement from the International House. Is it okay?
Yes, go ahead.
The food that's set up outside is actually for someone else's reception. So please be courteous and don't go picking up their nice hors d'oeuvres that they have outside. Also, they are going to be having a reception next door, you know, when you're wandering in and out, just try to keep it down a little bit.
Okay. If this is going to take more than 5 minutes, I would suggest that someone move that we go to approving minutes.
I am doing so now, and okay. and maybe we can come back to this and just continue to use our time wisely.
All right. So anyone second that?
Second.
Okay.
That we
any objection to moving to approving minutes?
Agenda, actually.
Okay, I believe that approving the agenda may take longer than approving the minutes. So, okay, very good.
Yes, I move to approve the agenda.
Okay, agenda. All right.
Second.
All right, we'll start to approve the agenda then. Are there any changes, modifications, additions to the agenda? Joe?
The one that's in our board, the agenda that's in our board books that you have in front of you.
That's the one you go on.
The one
in the board book.
This.
Is that the latest?
That's the latest, yes.
Kind of here on the stack?
Yes.
Great.
So I'd like, there's a motion that's currently in new business having to do with the gala at WPFW. I would like to move that, which so it would become the second item on the agenda after the motion to rescind.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
I have a point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
We have here noticed 8 to 9 IED and ICFO reports on BAI. Is that something that is still relevant?
That's what I'm going to, when I'm on the staff.
Okay. Actually, that is a little bit of a typo. It should be ICFO and IED reports and a report in open session about WBAI. So
that's still a germane item.
Okay, we're on this. Did you want to make a comment about this agenda change?
Yeah, I want. Oh, sorry, Bonnie. I'm just.
Bonnie?
Okay,
never mind. We're on the agenda change that Joe just suggested. Okay, if it doesn't have to do with this agenda change that Joe suggested, then why don't we take you up on the stack?
Let me just ask, and then you can decide whether what I'm saying is in order right now.
Okay.
What I was going to suggest for the sake of time and so that we can figure out schedules so that people that are coming to the meeting to speak according to the agenda that we had so far is that we only work on approving the agenda for this evening right now rather than taking on the entire public agenda.
Second.
I think this is custom. It's been done at other PNB meetings that I've been at, and I don't think we'll ever get through this if we try to do it the other way.
Okay. Joe, are you willing to subordinate your motion? Should we subordinate the motion? Actually, Joe's motion comes first. We can work out the time later, but then I'll take up your motion, Bonnie. If there's objection to Joe's motion, why don't we just go to a vote on Joe's moving of the WPFW gala to after the motion by Gendelman to rescind.
Madam Chair,
I think that was after Bonnie.
I don't know, point of whatever. That would have an impact on the KPFA report, and we have people scheduled attend.
Thank you.
Let's just work on the agenda, and then the times for the items can be changed later.
I understand, the
sequence.
People need to understand that if we vote for Joe.
Yeah, I understand.
Blow that time.
Sure, okay. Sure. All right. Go ahead, Richard.
This is for the.
For Joe's change.
For change, okay. Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons?
For the change to put an item from new business to tonight's agenda?
Yes.
No.
Andrea Turner? I realize some of these people aren't here. I'll call their name just so it's on the record that they didn't answer. Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
A.C. Byrd?
No.
Lizette King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Eight, yes. 11, no.
All right, that motion fails. Bonnie?
I would move that we now just be approving the agenda for this evening, and that we will take up the agenda for the rest of the meeting tomorrow morning when the meeting begins.
I second.
All right. Is there any opposition to doing that? All right. Hearing none, that's what we will do. I think Susan was next on the stack. Susan, were you on the stack?
Yes, I am on the stack. And what I wanted to suggest is I think it would be courteous of us if we could hear the KPFAA report, because we've got staff folks coming between 6 and 7 lined up for that time. That would seem to work with public comment. And then if we can adjust the other questions, such as the motion by Gendelman and the IED and ICFO reports to be accommodated in the rest of that time. Also, I would think that some of the WBAI discussion, that was one of the reasons why we had a longer executive session for that discussion. Anyway.
Okay. So is there a motion in there?
I move that we keep the KPFA report at from 6 to 7.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Yes. At 7 p.m. 7 to 8. Yes. Okay. So there's no objection to that then. George, did you have a suggestion?
I have two, actually. One is I would move that we move the motion by Gendelman to as early tomorrow as we can fit it into the public session. And I have another one besides that.
You know
and,
what, George, that's not germane because, okay, so you're moving it. Actually, it is germane.
Yes, that we leave the IED and CO4 reports and the report on BAI from 8 to 9 p.m. So basically it's we retain the rest of the agenda that we haven't overlooked already, and we move the part that we have overlooked to tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Is there a second for that? Go ahead.
Second.
Yes, go ahead.
My motion and the resolution adopted January 30th. I don't understand
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second to George's motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to George's motion? Hearing none, that agenda change is made, and that completes our agenda work for this evening. We'll approve the agenda first thing in the morning.
Point of information.
The rest of the agenda.
Just so that I understand, have we just moved the motion to rescind the WPFW motion to the first thing tomorrow morning after agenda approval?
And after the minutes.
Is that what we've done?
Yes.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, we have to approve it then. I mean, we have to accept it. We're going to go over the agenda tomorrow. The first thing is agenda approval tomorrow. Somebody can adjust that if they desire to. This will be a new draft agenda tomorrow starting first thing in the morning.
I'd like to record my vote as a no to approving the agenda. Could I change my vote to a no? Thank you.
Okay. That will be so noted. Okay. As the agenda for this evening is approved, we will then move on to public comment, if anyone is ready for public comment. We're not ready yet? Okay, then why don't we move to approving minutes? Okay. The set of minutes to be approved is the, let me see. Where is that? Okay. Open meetings of, if we'll take the first one, that's April 5th. Were these, okay. Does everyone have pardon me?
Is it in this?
No.
Okay.
It's been sent out twice by Richard.
Okay.
I was traveling yesterday.
He sent it yesterday and again today.
Yeah. I sent it late last night and then I sent it out this afternoon. And it's in all the.
All right. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the minutes of April 5th, 2009? Okay.
Second.
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to approving that set of minutes?
I haven't read that.
Okay. What did you say? Do you have a correction?
I haven't read that.
Okay. Would you like to abstain? All right.
I'd just like to remind everybody that even if you haven't read the minutes can always be amended at a later date. So
yes.
If you haven't read them, feel free to abstain. Otherwise, let's move on.
I changed my mind. I read these because he had sent these out earlier.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
All right, so the
April
minutes.
5th, the April 5th.
Okay, so the minutes for April 5th have been approved. Would anyone like to move to approve the minutes of April 10th? I believe it's April 10th and 17th. That was a continuation meeting, right?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of April 10th and 17th? That was one meeting that took place. The 5th and 10th are together. Okay, I'm sorry. So this would be the meeting that was a standalone meeting on April 17th. Is there any objection to approving that set of minutes? Okay, hearing none, the minutes for April 17th are approved. All right, are we ready for open for a public comment? All right, we're not ready for open public comment. Let's see. I'll leave it up to the body if you feel you want to, how you would like to proceed.
I would like to make a statement to the board as well as to the public, since we have time, I guess.
Okay.
Are we having technical problems?
We're, some members of the public would like to record public comment so that they can play it on the air at WBAI. They haven't set up the equipment yet. They haven't finished setting it up yet. It's their equipment.
Yeah, Pacific is recording it.
They're playing stuff. They want to play stuff.
Okay, they want to play something or whatever they're doing. They're not ready to make public comment. The public is not ready yet to offer us public comment. Looking at the agenda, is there Rico? You may make your public statement.
Right. Basically, is this. We've heard a lot already, and we've read a lot, and I would hope that the board would be open-minded to the public since they have come so far and waited for us. I would also urge the public to speak frankly, but also don't be afraid to tell us what we're doing right as well as tell us what we could be doing better.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you're afraid.
I see a few new members of the public coming in. And either of you like to make a public comment at this time?
No.
All right.
Madam Chair?
Susan?
I just wonder, because we have basically gone past half an hour of public comment, and we need to the KPFA report is going to be 6 to 7, sorry, and dinner break. We're constrained about when we need to come and go. I wonder if we might take a period of time and start IED and ICFO reports.
Okay. LaVarne, are you there? Okay, she went back to the station. All right. If you'd like, if I can find it, I'll give you the IED report, which is someplace in here.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay.
That in light of the public, I want the public to have their time to make their statements, but we're already 30 minutes into the public comment, which is going to put the entire schedule out of whack for the rest of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest that if they don't commence public comment within the next 5 minutes, that we go ahead and continue with the meeting and move the public comment to a later time in the evening.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there a second for that substitute motion?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to – pardon me?
Is this going to happen today? We'll save playing the clip for tomorrow or Sunday in the public comment session. We still have those on the agenda yesterday.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else from the public who'd like to comment at this point? Okay. We have somebody who would like to comment. Why don't we put aside our
motions?
I'll
withdraw my motion.
Okay. Go ahead. You're free to make a public comment.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
By way of introduction, my name is Errol Maitland. For those of you who may have not seen or know who I am a producer at WBAI Radio. I am a community person. I am one of the plaintiffs in the Spooner-Adelson lawsuit. I have been fighting for the right of Pacifica to be a pluralistic and open radio network. I have engaged in many a campaign to save and to preserve Pacifica and to bring this board, this body, in existence. The fight was against secrecy, and dictatorial control of Pacifica. My last time in Berkeley, I made the statement that at the settlement that we were about to sign off on would one that would return this network to Berkeley, to its lily-white origin, where the voices of minorities and others would be excluded. I am saddened to have to stand here to you, before you today, to say I believe that reality has happened by looking at the composition of this board and by hearing about the secret way that this body has approached WBAI, its listeners, its producers, its staff. And I am just here to say that I am not going to surrender the pot of honey to those of you who have not struggled for its existence. I came into a network that was failing, that was unable to raise $200,000 in a fund drive, with a board that burned when you turned the control. We brought that station to a point where we achieved the first $1 million fundraising drive. We have, against all odds and against Pacifica National, survive and maintained WBAI. The position that WBAI is in today is not because of the programmers or the folks who are there. It is a creation of Pacifica. It is a creation of the lack of leadership in Pacifica. It is a situation where Pacifica doesn't even know who the programmers are and what is going on at WBAI. And I find it deeply to be a deep affront that this body would come to WBAI to take over, to capture the transmission, the transmitter, on the pretext that some anti-Semitic comment was made. I think that card has been played in Pacifica long enough, and it is a disservice to the Jewish community. It is a disservice to the black community. It's a disservice to our audience and the diversity for which we have strived. It is a disservice to Louis Hill and the founders of this network. It is a disservice to Louis Weiser, who turned WBAI over to Pacifica. Well, you know, I know something from my history, and I know something from my past. And in the names of my ancestors, I am here to tell you today that we who are Mau Maus are not ashamed to be Mau Maus. Those of us who have been termed terrorists knows that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And I am here to declare that I am a freedom fighter, that I have fought for the right to have my voice and my accent heard on WBAI and to be a part of the Pacifica family. And I will not surrender that. I am willing to work in peace and in friendship and in brotherhood and sisterhood with anyone who would extend a harm of friendship. But if any member of this board want to have a fight, even though I am a card-carrying pacifist, I am not a thornless rose. I am prepared. That is what I have to say now. And I will speak further about the leadership and the problems of WBAIs, and indeed they are many. But we are not going to surrender. So if you all want to fight, we're going to fight. If there's anything to discuss about this network, it's going to be done in public. Because guess what? If it's not going to be done in public, I am again going to be a plaintiff. I warned that we were putting this network in a position to be taken over by religious zealots, to be left ourselves open to the right, as well as to the Democrats and others to take over Pacifica. And guess what? It is not going to happen, not as long as I can fight.
Next.
My name is Linda Zeisis, and I'm a volunteer and a pay producer
on the Women's Collective, and I'm here from New York. Not part of a group, but I just came because I like Berkeley. I wanted to see the place and see you in action. And what are you doing right? I think you're all working really hard, and I'm impressed with all the hours that you put in to this endeavor. You put it in because you really care, and I think Errol Maitland has reflected that he really cares. And I think that all of you are here because of that. I am saddened that so few are listeners here and not on the board. And I think that is something that should be considered and thought about, because that's what I think you're doing wrong. It, you're not having enough participation. And maybe it is the quality of the fighting that has gone on that speaks to that. But it's also that everything is in executive session. I feel like, as I said outside, I'm at a Yankee game with the big you know, they have these big poles that you can't see around now with their beautiful stadium. And an act happens, and you can say, yeah, I was at Yankee Stadium, but you couldn't see it because you're in a seat where you can't see anything. You look up on a telemonitor or a television set maybe and see it. So, you know, I think, wow, I almost have to call New York to see what's happening here. BAI is in serious trouble, probably $2 million in debt, and I am not privy to anything you said or any numbers you came up for. I think there's a serious problem when there's no one there who knows the computer system. I think not good with names, but there's not one person who knows that system on staff who is there. That's a serious problem. There are a lot of serious problems, and unfortunately, I don't see them being addressed, and that's the serious, most serious problem. I'm assuming that in executive session you went into all this, and I don't want to bore you with any of it, but I do think that we have to, whether it is in terms of a black-white fight or Puerto Rican fight versus the black fight or whatever, I think this really has to be a situation that that type of fighting can go on if we are secure in knowing the BAI can go on. And that is the very hard truth that you have to come to terms with. And I hope that during executive session, you did it. And also, I think that a lot of us have personal feelings about the people involved and care deeply, not, you know, that some are being attacked and others aren't or whatever. This fight is not a pretty fight. It's very ugly and it's very painful. And I think that no matter what you decide here, and you are the ones in the power seat, no one will be really happy with the result, unfortunately. Let BAI continue is our goal.
Thank you. Go ahead. Public comment. Well, we had an hour. I don't know how much is left.
20 minutes left.
20.
Yeah, can we set a time limit on each person?
Okay. Would anyone like to suggest a time? How about 2 minutes?
How many more people want to speak first?
How many people would like to speak? Two, that's three. Any more? So in the consideration that more people may wish to speak, why don't we cap it at 3 minutes?
Point of information.
Yes.
Are we allowed to ask questions to the speakers?
It would be, it's traditional just to have public comment be for public comment only with no response. You know, any questions can be done personally, one-on-one with the person outside the meeting.
Obviously, go ahead. The issue of order is the chair's. I'm open to answer any questions anyone might have of me. My name is Don DeBar. I'm the morning news headlines editor at WBAI. I'm a volunteer producer, and I've been a producer at WBAI for about 7 years, 8 years, and a listener for about 35. I'm concerned about the fact that the fate of WBAI is being discussed here while I'm here. It's being discussed in a closed-door session. The fate of WBAI apparently rests on two legs, the reason for Pacifica intervening. One of them is the financial situation at WBAI, and the other is the problem that's been alleged with programming risking the license, which was the enabling reason for seizing the transmitter, according to a memorandum from the interim executive director at the time. First, the primary financial problem that WBAI faces is right here. This is the lease for 120 Wall Street. I appreciate the fact that Grace Aaron sent me a copy of it. I'm a real estate person for the last 38 years and third generation, and I've been reviewing it, and I believe we can get out of it. That's the first thing. The more germane thing is the signature on this is from Pat Scott. This problem was imposed upon us by Pacifica National, and for Pacifica National to then use that as a reason to seize direct control of WBAI is an absurdity, an actionable one too, but an absurdity. That's the first thing as far as the financial side goes, and I'll have more comments about that over the weekend. The other rests on alleged programming that, as I said, was supposedly jeopardizing or could jeopardize the license. I had planned to play clips that were aired on WBAI of the interim executive director describing that. I will do that when we have the tech problem solved tomorrow or Sunday. But the clips actually originated from a caller, not even a producer, and to KPFK, which is where the executive director, the interim executive director comes from, not from WBAI. So I'm curious why it's not the transmitter at KPFK, and I'm not advocating this, that's being seized instead of WBAI, and the programming at KPFK, and again, I'm not advocating this, instead of the programming at WBAI that's being challenged by Pacifica National. There is a factional problem within Pacifica, and we suffer that at WBAI. And it's odd, as I've learned a little about the national politics involved, to see the alliances that exist across stations, because they're people that generally have very little else in common. And people who are fighting each other are people that generally are allies and have very common self-interests. And I think that we need to go to the heart of that before we start dissecting the network, but I don't have time to deal with that here. We have been characterized by some members of the dominant faction at WBAI, that is those of us who are concerned about seeing diversity continue and local control of our station, variously as thugs, particularly in dealing with black producers and management. That's the term that's been used by board members at the local station board in WBAI. You've read and seen resolutions come out of the LSB about that. But the one that got me was one that was brought on the air, and Errol Maitland made some reference to it, where there was imputed to us a tendency to disrupt meetings. And there's some interesting video at WBIXradio.org that shows actually the chair of the LSB disrupting the last open meeting that was held for our station. But they also called this tactic mau-mauing. This came from the interim executive director. Now, just for a little bit of history, which again Errol alluded to, actually the term Mau Mau was ascribed to freedom fighters in Kenya by the British colonialists. Actually, the so-called Mau Maus prefer to call themselves Mwingi for the movement. And Errol said, and that included Jomo Kenyatta, and as Errol said, you can see how that turned out. And he started to, but I also promise you that that is how this will turn out if you decide to take away control of our station. Finally, the Pacifica National Board and Pacifica in general is no place for people's personal vendettas against very dedicated activists who are in the employ of our station, particularly Bernard White, the program director, and Tony Riddle, the station's general manager, both of whose reputations precede them. Tony ran a national organization larger than this for many years, very effectively, has friends all over the country who you guys are going to meet if you move against them. And so I'm asking you, please don't move against the station, and telling you if you do, you'll be sorry.
Okay. Next person for public comment.
Good afternoon and assalamu alaikum. My name is Zarina Shakir, and I'm the chairperson of the local station board at WPFW in Washington, D.C. And I'm here to speak about several things. It's not like I didn't have anything else to do this weekend in Washington or anywhere else, but it was important for me to at least come to this meeting and be present to bring up and to discuss some of the issues that you all are discussing either in executive session or in open public session. I was on the PMB myself for the first 3 years when the board was established and would have continued to be on the PMB, except I found and I see the same thing is still happening. Foolishness, nothing is getting done, and so much more that I don't need to even go into. I thank God that I don't have to sit 4, 5, 6 hours on a phone call at night with some of the things that I've heard that's been discussed. Let me say that one of the reasons, other reasons I'm here is for Campbell Johnson, who was voted legally to be one of our reps and should be here. We are right now only 3 reps, and as far as I'm concerned, 2 reps are representing our station, and 1 rep is representing her own agenda. Campbell Johnson is a man of integrity. He has a good background in finance and a number of other areas. And for the PMB to decide that he should not have been seated with the motion that was placed by one of our reps who was supposed to be coming here to represent our station in the best way, but not to have one of our reps not seated, is a gross injustice as far as we're concerned. And for our local station board that voted for him to be placed on this board, I came here to represent our board, and there were several people that are very concerned about what you all are doing as peers. You're like a peer group, and you've decided to not seat one of your peers, but you aren't on our board, our local station board, and we're not on yours. So we're not at our board discussing everything that's going on at BAI, KPFT, KPFA, and KPFK. We have a lot of work to do at our own station. And having been on this national board, I know you have a lot of work to do, but God knows you all waste a whole lot of time. I don't know how he gave it to you. Many of you are very misinformed. I would suggest that you take those bylaws and read them, because I have a feeling, just like I sent the letter to you, Grace Aaron, and to the Pacifica National Board, indicating that Campbell Johnson was to be placed on this board because we voted again. Fair Vote came to look at the votes. They sealed the envelope. It's in my possession, but I don't need it. It's sealed, and I don't want it. I have enough trees in my house, so I don't need any more paper. But it would be nice for you all to make a decision, but honor your decision. We honored your letter to us, Grace Aaron, and the rest of you, whoever was a part of that. We went through the stages that we were required to, and we followed up. But you have not shown us the courtesy, the respect, the integrity, or anything to let us know what the decision was. And I understand that you've been putting it on the agenda for your teleconferences and you keep moving it like this is a court case and you're just continuing it forever and ever. As far as our gala is concerned, this is really interesting that the person who's making this motion, you weren't there. I was on that committee. And the gala, WPFW gala, was the first and only fundraiser that was ever done by Pacifica or in that fashion. I'm not talking about archives. I'm not talking about pledge drives or any film festivals or anything like that. That was the first time that such an event took place. And if you want an accounting of the money, you surely could have asked in a better and a more informed way, and to at least get an accountant or an auditor. Not you. You all aren't auditors, and you're not accountants. But once again, that's sort of the way this PMB works. We do not like being called thieves or that we're corrupt. That is not who we are. That's probably not who most of you are all either. So to have those kinds of names attached to our station or our people is not kind. Let me just say that WPFW, unlike some of our other sister stations, have not had some of the issues and challenges that many of you have had, but you had to find something, like the devil does. The devil has to find something to get people divided in families or marriages. So you found it, okay? But it's nothing. It's really nothing. An executive session to discuss what? Transparency? If you all want transparency, why don't you just go to your local grocery store and get yourself some Saran wrap, and you'll have some transparency. We just want to get on with the work of our network and our station. The last thing that I want to say, just like these other two gentlemen had said, if you want to fight, you'll have a fight. You picked the wrong group. You'll get your fight. And, you know, I'm a Muslim, and I know who Muhammad Ali is and some of the other fighters, and I know just exactly what it takes to ensue a good fight. I'll end with this. Obviously, the people who left Bush's administration must have come on this PMB. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other public comment?
Hello, everyone. A few points. It's interesting that public comments begin at 5 p.m. I don't know if the working situation in Berkeley is different than the rest of the country, but there are a lot of people who do 9 to 5. So if you're truly interested in listener comment, I don't know why it's scheduled for 5 o'clock, because I understand transportation around this area is pretty horrible. So perhaps that was a consideration when it was set for 5. You don't really want to hear from the public. I want to go on record with this PNB, as I have with previous PNBs. You all are aware of the behavior of Steve Brown, who's a local board member, and his email blasts, open racist attacks, naming the program director, assessing the program director's performance in his role as a board member. And he does this all the time. I think you guys are looking for a suit, and I hope you get it. You've been inviting lawsuits from day one. With regard to the midnight hire of the interim CFO, has that job been posted yet, or are we going to try to drag that on, too? I understand there was a motion raised in one meeting, and then suddenly it became a secret and couldn't be discussed in public. It was shunted off into secret session for retroactive pay now for the woman who serves as interim executive director, not because her skills have been assessed in any forum, but by virtue of the fact that she was elected chair of the board by the majority that now runs this operation. So that seems a little, you know, she came on as a volunteer, and now not only do you guys want to pay her in a network that has no money, but you want to pay her retroactively. So I'm waiting for a report of what happened when you moved that into your secret session. The IED seems to make decisions and then sort of bend the facts to suit, speaking of Mr. Bush, you know, so that you hear one version of something on one show. She actually probably qualifies for staff at BAI now, considering how much airtime she's had in the past month. But depending on which program you hear, the version of what happened changes drastically. So I wrote you guys two letters asking you, in fact, what you authorized, when you authorized it. And I heard from a few people that they knew nothing about it. And from others, there's been silence, or I think, to be kind, I could call it confusion about what I was talking about, because I'd rather not say that they're deliberately bending the facts. But you guys need to address that. We need to have reports of what's discussed in executive session. I understand that recently you passed a motion bypassing the policy and procedure and essentially contracts with regard to staff, giving Grace Aaron authority to reach in and fire anybody or suspend anybody or whatever she wants to do without regard to local practice or customary network practice. And then suddenly after that, we have a gag rule where, in fact, Now, a report of things that happened at board meetings and reporting people's votes have become attacks and creating a hostile workplace. And playing part of a national board meeting that took place in public session is apparently now forbidden. It's really interesting. I don't know what dictionary you guys are using. With regard to the seizure of our transmitter, the attempted seizure of the transmitter, you guys have some accounting to do. Some of you are new faces, may have been listeners for a long time, but you weren't there in the 1990s, and you weren't there in 2000. Others of you have a long, clear memory of it. And to sanction some of the stuff that has been passing through this board with your firsthand knowledge of how we got here is, I think, really shameful. The other thing is that today is April 24th. It is Mumia's 55th birthday. And I dare say that some of you need to understand his struggle and his willingness to speak truth to power, his willingness to take a principled position. I understand that now we're in such desperate, and things are desperate all around the network. Financially, we're in trouble at WBAI. We've helped other stations before. I'd still like to see the accounting of where our money went when we were the ones making the money. When you look at the expenses at BAI compared to the rest of the network, where in fact all the stations combined have expenses, fixed expenses, that are less than that are less than half of what we must pay. Okay? Keep that in mind when you decide who's the troublemaker, who's the problem. Because there's a lot of scapegoating. I don't even know where that expression comes from, but you Americans use the term, so I assume you'll understand it when I use it. There's a lot of scapegoating happening here. And I was having a discussion with someone who told me I'm just too optimistic. Because I want to believe that people who say they're progressive really understand the meaning of that word and really take it to heart, not just when other people are watching, but in terms of every decision that comes before them with regard to this network, with regard to every effort that you are supposed to be making to save this foundation. You are not our parent. It's much more an arrangement of siblings. Okay, so you don't own BAI. There are five sister stations in this mix. And you guys need to treat BAI and the staff at BAI and all the workers at BAI and the people whose history with this foundation goes way back to before many of you probably could even spell WBAI with a little more respect. Thank you.
Okay, I believe we're out of time. It's 6 o'clock. Is it 6 o'clock?
It is 6 o'clock.
Okay. We're going to give another couple of minutes to public comment because the next report is from the GM of KPFA.
They're on their way.
They're on their way. How long before she gets here?
That was her calling to say that they were just waiting for a cab or something, but they're on their way.
Okay. So we'll continue public comment until the arrival of the GM, general manager of KPFA. Go ahead.
My name is Bob Letterer. I'm an unpaid staff member at WBAI and a member of the local station board, former member of this Pacifica National Board. And what I want to talk about is a completely alarming pattern of conduct on the part of this board over the last several months that is eerily and very alarmingly reminiscent of the centralizing and authoritarian practices of the Pacifica National Board and national management in the late 1990s and the early 2000s that culminated in the massive struggle that ended up with the lawsuits that succeeded in taking back this network in the hands of progressives and grassroots community forces. We're seeing things like the talk of seizing control of local decision-making and putting it in the hands of the executive director and the national board. In particular, we had the whole proposal that the board chair, Grace Aaron, made for so-called internal receivership of WBAI when Nia Bediako, one of the WBAI board members, attempted to have a public discussion about something that would mark a radical shift in the structure of this network that goes against 60 years of tradition and practice. That was shut down by a vote of this board saying that this could not be discussed in public. Then following hard on the heels of that, within 3 weeks, the interim executive director unilaterally with no discussion, with no board approval, and with no public process of any sort, went behind the scenes of the general manager at WBAI and ordered that the locks be changed on the transmitter for the station, and that remote control equipment be installed so that the signal could be directed from the national office and no longer from the local community that had been the custodian of that signal for almost 50 years. And in a memo to the board and to the public by the general manager, Tony Riddle, he noted that the chief WBAI engineer was not to have access to the room where the transmitter is. Management and engineering staff, including himself, were not told of either the lockdown or the visit that followed subsequently until events made them impossible to conceal. The planning of the trip and the execution of the action were secretive and in no way cooperative. The explanations given to the public are inconsistent with the facts. And he went on to specifically describe how the equipment that Ms. Aaron ordered be installed at the transmitter would allow the on-air signal could be interrupted remotely by phone line, could be switched to any broadcast signal from anywhere in the world. Taken together with the changing of locks in the room, no one would be able to control the signal on WBAI's air except the person or persons with the code. So that in itself is extremely alarming, both the decision to do it and also the specious justifications given by the interim executive director for doing that. Among her comments in her memo was, quote, "We need to be able to show the FCC that we can exercise our responsibility over our airwaves if necessary." Now, for 60 years, this network has fully exercised responsibility over all five of its sets of airwaves. There are general managers who are hired by executive directors with the professional background, the competence, and the trust to be able to deal with what goes on the airwaves, to observe FCC regulations, and when there have been problems, they have taken action. And indeed, the very incident that the interim executive director cited as the supposed pretext for this whole radical shift in Pacifica structure was an incident at her station, which was taken care of by the general manager. There were on-air statements that were said to be inappropriate, and that was dealt with. That program was suspended. So the idea that there needed to be some radical shift and removal of local control holds no water whatsoever. And it's clear that there is something else going on here in the effort to take away that control, which is not unrelated to the proposal for internal receivership for WBAI. Then we go forward to just a little more than 4 days ago, when the interim executive director announced a new policy at WBAI, which was directed to the manager there, although in the last sentence it said this is merely longstanding Pacifica policy that will apply to all five stations, which suddenly reimposed a gag rule under a different name and said that programmers who carry out any programming that quote unquote puts Pacifica at risk will be taken action against, will be disciplined, and also that the investigations of these alleged incidents will happen at the national level, which is totally unprecedented. Any kinds of review of actions happening on the air at a station have always been handled at the local level. But much more serious is the broad definition, and every board member needs to scrutinize that memo that the interim executive director wrote that gave examples of allegedly inappropriate and henceforward disallowed statements to be on this air. And I'll address that more tomorrow. But what do we see in summary? And in closing, is a very dangerous pattern here of centralizing control, of stealth, of secrecy, of obfuscation, and a refusal to put the main real issues on the agenda as to why is there an attempt to change the fundamental programming direction from 3,000 miles away from the community which has given nurturance to this station, and indeed to say that this is really not an exception to WBAI, but it will be the pattern at all five stations, which should cause all of us even more alarm. We are not going to take this calmly and quietly and work through the processes which have been increasingly closed out through secret meetings. We are going to very loudly and strongly protest, and the community is already responding at WBAI, and it's just the beginning of the fight that's coming from now on.
Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in public comment? Come up to the microphone, please.
Hi, I'm Virginia Browning from KPFA. I just thought I'd respond to those last two people. As far as obfuscation, stealth, and centralizing, it seemed to me that the few years before, or a few months before that at least, before the current interim director, when the previous interim director was in, that was exactly what seemed to be happening. And a station that is sucking at least $800,000 from the network with no chance of paying it back seems to be endangering Pacifica. So, I mean, I'm not really prepared, but I don't these last comments don't seem to be characterizing the situation accurately at all. So.